Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeth. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine, while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. And now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umeth, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Hi there, and welcome to another live edition of Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette. I'm here in the studio with the two most amazing doctors, Dr. Samira Umeth, who's already grooving and rocking and rolling. Yep, and Dr. Jerry Mixon, who's reading through information, trying to get a handle on what's happened in health news, or if we have any health news and updates that we need to talk about. And hopefully, we always wish that the answer is no. Nothing yes. new, COVID's gone, everybody's healthy. Let's move on and get to phone calls, which, by the way, if you'd like to be one of the first ones in today on the show with your questions, here is that number, 888-312-5757. No one on the lines right now, 888-312-5757. You could be one of the first calls. Okay, so probably not everything's
not
good.
You, Dr.
But
Mixon.
We always like to get a little health update with what's going on in our world and what's happening, what's new. And it's so refreshing not to have to say, well, the COVID numbers jumped. You know, we don't have those anymore.
Well, actually,
but it's still around.
It's
and
still
some
around,
concerns.
And there are some concerns, and yes. everybody's worried that we're going to get a big surge in January, February,
yes.
though we have not yet.
Not yet. Halfway through January.
Numbers are still very modest. More flu and more RSV than COVID. COVID hospitalizations and deaths are quite modest. You know, yes, they're there, but they're going to be there forever and a day. So, you know, no big deal. although I did notice that despite the fact that COVID is at a low-level steady state, mm-hmm. President Biden just extended the COVID emergency again this week. So, all right, so it's still an emergency, and they can still order you to do anything they want to order you to do, and to hell with the Constitution. That seems to be the administrative's position. Let's see, what else is there? Yes, China, of course, is outraged that South Korea and Japan are restricting Chinese from visiting.
Interesting.
Yes. I thought it was really kind of funny. For 2.5 years, China
has
restricted the whole world.
Yeah.
Anybody that wanted to come had to go into 2 weeks of quarantine in a hotel
right.
room before they could even walk on the street. But when China is in the middle of a massive epidemic, probably 2/3 of the people in Beijing have already been infected in the last 2 months. Mm. They're outraged that other people are racist and are restricting new Chinese visitors. People, you did it for 3 years. Would you just recognize that what you can do to other people, they can do to you?
That's right.
Anyway,
that's right.
Politicians of
yeah.
all stripes.
Uh-huh. Indeed, they do.
did want to talk just a little bit. I have mentioned on this show the last few weeks about my little experimenting with rapamycin.
Yeah.
And I have tried to make it very clear that none of my doctors are writing rapamycin yet, that I am not writing it for other people, although Dr. Umeth would be an exception for that because we turned to each other and said, after we read the papers, I'll write it for you if you'll write it for me. And but we're still sorting out. What is the optimal doses? What is the frequency? Should you take it daily? Should you take it twice a week? Should you take it once a week? Should you take it every week of the year? Should you take it for 2 months and stop? Who should? Who shouldn't? What are the benefits? What are the risks? We're still sorting through all of this. I am the clinic guinea pig, as always. And so
you're a good one though, Dr. Mixon.
So yes, I've been pushing my dose up, watching assiduously for any adverse effects, and I've seen none so far, so quite happy with that. And I am seeing some significant benefits, which is also happy.
There's a history here. You know, when you first started the clinics, you were the first one to use testosterone. You put your mom on testosterone, and it was a question of, oh my God, what is he doing? And now it's become the norm. Everybody knows about it. Everybody wants to do it. And then you started with, well, we were talking about the 4K test, which nobody had even heard of it. Insurance would never cover for it. Insurance never paid for it. Now insurance is paying for it. But it's been 6, 7, 8 years later.
Yes.
It's not, you know, so yeah, you're at the cutting edge of a lot of different things that become.
They become standard eventually.
Eventually, yeah. But they become the norm. They are a buzzword when you start about it.
Yeah. I start them, and it was like the 4K test for prostate cancers.
Yeah.
You know, we have been doing that for 5 or 6 years.
Yes.
And insurance would not cover it, so we arranged to get it for our people cheaper by far than they could get it, and we were about the only place you could get it for a long time.
Yeah, urologists now wouldn't even acknowledge it.
No. But now, you know, Medicare covers it.
Yeah.
And so we aren't doing as many because now they can get it from the regular
doctors.
That's
right. You know? That's so, right. And that's so, good news for everybody.
Yes, it is. Yeah. I don't object. I don't want to be the only one around doing 4Ks.
That's right.
You know?
That's
right. And so, yes, we tend to be the pioneers. We go through, we do things that other people will be doing in 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years.
Right. And so, you know, that's drawn from a keen sense of awareness, from following the literature, from knowing what is out there that can be helpful, and not just trying to treat a disease after it has happened. But then that's what you've been doing for a very long time.
Yes. My goal is to not let my people get sick.
Yeah, exactly.
I want them strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy, not puny, sick, and aching, okay?
Which makes them happier.
Yes.
Yeah. And so with that, you know, our clinics are in 3 different locations. And in Kirkland, we have started offering Saturday clinics because it's hard for working people to come to us during the workday when they're at work and when we're open.
And you have doctors on Saturday.
We do. And Saturday appointments are available in the Kirkland Clinic for new patients and even for rechecks for our current Kirkland and Linwood patients with their doctors because they're in the Kirkland Clinic. So if you are ever interested but had never had the time, now is your opportunity to come in for a health analysis visit. What we've changed back to the way it was when Dr. Mixon first started doing it is having a doctor see you for the health analysis visit. And all it is that you fill out your medical questionnaire, you get 2 free tests, 1 blood test, and the in-body, and your doctor then reviews that with you. If after that review you decide to proceed, that means you pay about $600 for a $2,000 value
for the big
blood
panel.
Draw
yes.
That then brings you back to the clinic for another 1-hour visit with the doctor. Mm-hmm. And here you go through your test results, you look at what we found for you, your doctor has already had a chance to go through them and have prepared to show them to you and prepared what they can do to help you. And that's when you get to decide, do you want to continue with our clinic or not?
Yes.
And if you have issues that you want to work on, if the numbers are worrisome to you, or if you feel that it aligns with your philosophy and you want to stay healthier and you want to avert disease and your desire to remain healthy for longer is overriding everything else in your life, because it is important. If you are not healthy, you can't really enjoy living. And if those are your goals, then they are aligned with our goals, then we will take care of you. We're happy to do that. And you can become a patient in our clinic. We do as unlimited visits, actually. We do quarterly blood draws, but if you are having an issue with a certain topic, we will do unlimited blood draws that our lab can do to sort that issue out, and unlimited reviews with your doctor. So it buys you time to focus on things that are important to you and to work on them before they become a disease, a diagnosis, or a problem. Our goal being to keep you healthy for as long as possible, recognizing that life happens and things happen, but holding your hand during those issues and times in your life. So very, very important aspect that is an addition to what your regular medical care provider is not able to provide for you. So, you know, we do ask that you continue your relationship with your regular provider under the insurance umbrella, because that's very important. What we do is something that insurance does not cover for. We will take care of all the normal maladies of aging that you want to avoid and that you don't desire. And we'll warn you about red signals and warning signals about things that are coming your way that you can then avoid. We'll help you avoid them. We'll show you how to do them. And Dr. Mixon always looking into the future and finding out, okay, what can rapamycin do? What can senescent cell therapies do? What does Galleri really mean? Galleri is an early detection for cancer in one blood test for 50 different cancers. Our patients have been able to get this test since it was first available here in the United States. It wasn't even available before 2021. 2021 was the first time it was available. That was the first time Dr. Mixon and I had a meeting with the rep, and we've been offering it all of last year for all of our patients. The last Saturday in January 28th, mm-hmm. we will do a health fair and open our doors to radio show listeners and regular audience that are not our patients but are interested in doing the test with us.
Yeah, this is the Galleri test.
This is the Galleri early detection cancer test, not available elsewhere, not covered by insurance, but we will offer it. There is a charge of $1,250 for this test, but it will allow you to discuss your test results and your medical history with one of our doctors. And so we're very excited about it. We had announced it last week, and our appointments were booked all of
last
week.
We got them filled up quickly.
So
we've added an extra phlebotomist, mm-hmm. doubles our capacity, so we can fill it up again.
Yes, that's and right. If you'd like to come in, we would like to make room for you. And again, that date is January 28th. That's a Saturday. Appointments from noon until 12. You don't want to put this off.
Nine.
If this is something. Oh, sorry. Did I say noon until 12? A whole half a second. No, 9 until noon. There we go. I had my little cheat sheet on my other paper. 9 until noon, Saturday, January 28th. And if we get filled up again, we'll make more room. This is something that is new, that we've been dreaming of being
able
to take.
Well, our patients have been telling us, you know, that their friends, relatives, or other members of the family that are not patients want to take the test, but
yes.
We haven't been able to do it. We just didn't recognize how many people wanted it, because right after the radio show last weekend, by Monday, Tuesday, we were half booked, and then by yesterday, they're fully booked. So, you know, we will add another phlebotomist, as Dr. Mixon mentioned, and our doors are open, so call in early.
Yes, if you're at all interested, call now and get that scheduled in. We're going to take a quick break in just a moment, but let me give you that number to call. Jot it down. In fact, you can call right now to get scheduled. There's somebody there at our Kirkland office to get you scheduled at 866-86-YOUNG. Tell them you want that Galleri test. 866-86-YOUNG is the number to call, and we will be right back with your questions. John and Jeff on the line. We'll talk with you next.
You hear all the time about fitness and doing exercise. Where do you get the energy to start your exercise program? With Longevity, I was able to start my exercise program, and that parlayed into more energy, of which I ended up going from 220 pounds to about 180 pounds in about 2 years. And that has changed my life. And that's why I tell everyone I know about Longevity.
Really, 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 are you really mine? Really, 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 are you really mine?
You tell me that you love me, and you tell me that you want me, and you even wear my graduation ring. It's too wonderful, it's too beautiful, it's a fantastic thing.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. We're so glad that you're here. Here we are in this new year, January of 2023. My name is Lynette. We're here live today. Both doctors in the studio, Dr. Samira Umat, and we have Dr. Jerry Mixon as well. And we're taking your phone calls. If you have a question about your recent diagnosis, maybe something you've been dealing with, you don't understand it, maybe some symptoms, or a friend or loved one is going through something, give us a call. We would love to talk with you. Here is the number to get through live on the air today, 888-312-5757. That is 888-312-5757. We have room for you on the show. All right, we're going to go right to John from Vancouver, Washington. Hi there, John, and welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hi. Hi. Thank you. Thank you for your military service and your community service, doctors. I'm calling about the Galleria. I couldn't make it up here for you guys on a Saturday morning, but I did investigate. I found a company, a clinic called the Galleria, G-A-L-L-E-R-I, in Menlo Park, California.
All right.
I just wondered, we're closer. Is that the same land or...
Yeah, there are several clinics that will offer this test as well.
Around the country, yeah.
There just aren't many. There are many. The company's obviously trying to extend their reach. They are reaching out to private clinics to see if, and they're also reaching out to hospital systems to see if they'll buy into this. The only thing is that insurance does not pay for the test currently. So it is an out-of-pocket payment.
Right. And, yeah, we are aware, for instance, that the firefighters union actually arranged to get firefighters to get this at a kind of a mass discount because they were doing hundreds and hundreds of them.
Right. In California, they had several thousand firefighters because they are at a risk for cancer. So they wanted to offer them a preventative test for early detection of cancer. And this is the only test available that can pick up 50 different types of cancer with one blood test.
Right.
It's called liquid gold.
Yeah. When we started doing
would it be able to pick up a brain pituitary gland?
Well, again, it's a list of 50. I'd have to look and see exactly which ones. But, yes, I know glioblastoma is the most common brain cancer is picked up.
Which one is it?
The glioblastoma. That's the most common brain cancer. And it is on the list of things that get picked up.
Okay, because they ran tests on me down here. They just are sure I've got a cancer somewhere and they can't find it.
Did they do the gallery test?
No. Yeah. I'm thinking about doing that. I'm trying to get that arranged. But would a PET scan cover that?
No. Again, PET scans, positron emission scans, you have to know exactly, you know, what organ are you doing it for? Are you doing it in your brain? Are you doing it in your shoulder? Are you doing it, you know, where?
Okay.
I mean, a PET scan is an imaging study. It's not a diagnostic test for... You know, like it's not a screening test like the gallery test is.
The gallery test. Okay, thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you for what you've
done. Take care, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you're welcome. No, so Jerry, obviously there's a lot of questions and a lot of interest in what the test can do.
Yes.
And
go ahead. Take a few moments here as we're waiting for that next phone call.
Oh, okay.
You'd like to talk about that.
Yeah. So we have talked about this a little bit. Galleri is the name of the company that offers an early detection for cancer test. Mm-hmm. It is a blood draw, and what they do after the blood draw is look for some genetic changes in the blood, mRNA, DNA changes that they then put into a computer that comes up with that has artificial intelligence issues and data basically looking at data for early detection for cancer. And if you have a specific mutation for a particular cancer, it will pick it up. Now, it picks it up so early that you may not have symptoms and there may be no other screening available for that right now. So this test then prompts you to go and get screening, go and have a doctor look to see where is the lesion, how early is it, and the point is that early detection means to early treatment and possibility of cure is more likely.
It improves the risk of cure dramatically.
Exactly. Because, say, something like what Dr. Mixon just mentioned, a glioblastoma in the brain, or, say, for example, pancreatic cancer, by the time they are picked up, all we can do is tell you the
how long you have to live.
Expected lifespan. Yes. And the choices for treatment in chemotherapy are horrific. And yes, most people will opt to do that, but it impacts on your quality of life. So if you had the ability to pick up these lesions way earlier, then the options for doing something about them was much higher as well. And so there is a new dilemma in the conferences and meetings that I've gone to. The new dilemma that the doctors have is, oh, I never saw this lesion in the early stage. So what should our treatment protocols be? A lot of times they are milder, they have fewer side effects, and they are curative so that you can expect to live longer and enjoy more quality of life. So that is the whole point of this. And the company's goal was to continue to provide high quality but early detection for many, many different types of cancers. Now, see, colon cancer, for example, is being picked up in younger and younger people, which is surprising because it was considered to be present in older people. But by the time they're picking up colon cancer now, it has metastasized. And Chadwick Boseman was one of the first people that highlighted this a lot in the younger population where he died from it, but it brings to point again the fact that early detection could have cured him, and that younger age was when he was affected by it. So they're not looking at what is causing the cancer. They're looking at, you have this cancer, you have it earlier, and so your likelihood for a cure is that much better now.
Yes. Yeah, there's a long list of people that were discovered with stage 3 and 4 cancers, at which point cures are extremely rare. Most of the time, if you've got a stage 3, stage 4 cancer, you're probably going to die from it.
And despite chemotherapy, in fact, chemotherapy can be scary to a lot of people because there's so many side effects from chemotherapy.
But if we can pick it up in a pre-invasive state, at a stage 1 or 2, we can usually cure it. And very efficiently with much less aggressive therapy. So the trick is to find the cancers before they're causing a problem that you actually feel. And that's the joy of this Galleri test, is we can screen for 50 different cancers. Even if you feel perfectly well, you might have one hiding somewhere that you won't feel for 2 or 3 years. And by the time you feel it, now you're in real trouble.
Yes.
So the trick is to catch it before you have any symptoms, and then we can fix it a lot easier.
And this is a test we've hoped for years.
It is.
Going, wow, I wish there was some type of test. Now there is, and we're offering it at Longevity.
And the scary thing for people is, well, I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't want to know. Well, I understand that. I mean, I generally consider myself in robust good health. But there's a little anxiety about, am I going to go take this test? And yes, I am going to take it. Mm-hmm. But then the question is, my goodness, what if they tell me it's positive? Mm-hmm. What if I've got, well.
Of course, yeah.
You know, but if you don't know about it, you can't deal with it.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you just kind of have to screw up your courage and say, look, let's find out. And let's find out before I feel sick so we can do something about it if I am sick and don't know it yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is the Galleri
test. Yeah, and so the official line from the company is that anybody over the age of 50 can take the test, but that Dr. Mixon was mentioning in our earlier show to this morning, that anybody with risk factors should consider it at a younger age.
Yes. Yeah, if you've got a disease like rheumatoid arthritis or scleroderma and they have you on immunosuppressant drugs, those drugs put you at higher risk of cancers. You should have the Galleri test. You have a family history. Both your parents maybe came down with colon cancer. Well, you should get your check earlier. Don't wait till you're having bowel problems. Mm-hmm. So there's a pastor, apparently, who was recently diagnosed with thyroid cancer that had already spread to his ribs and his lungs. Mm. You know, and again, he had no symptoms until he did. Mm-hmm. And once he did, it's already a stage 4, mm-hmm. spread to remote organs. Thyroid cancer is very curable when you catch it early. But but once it spreads to your heart and your lungs and your ribs, now it gets really iffy, and the therapies get a lot more aggressive and you make you sicker. Mm-hmm. So sooner you find it, easier to cure it. If you have any family history or if you're over 50 years old, you probably should come on in. Let us do this test for you. Yeah, it's $1,250. That's $25 per cancer. That's a pretty reasonable rate for a cancer screen.
Yeah, that's great. Great price.
And, get it done and let's find out. And then you'll fill out a health history. We'll draw your blood. We'll send it off to the lab. When a report comes back, one of our doctors will call you and let you know. And hopefully they'll call back and say, everything was great. No signs of cancer. Mm-hmm. Go forth. Be healed. Be happy. If they say, guess what? We did find one, or heaven forbid, two. Then we're going to send you to somebody to start working up and taking a closer look at what those markers showed us.
Right. Very good. It's the gallery test. We're offering it to all longevity patients. But what we're doing on this particular Saturday, January 28th, from 9 until noon, is offering it to other people, to the public, not our patients at Longevity, but offering it to you. And if you'd like to get scheduled for this test, here is the number to call, and you can do that right now. There's somebody at our Kirkland Clinic that can get you on the schedule right away. 866-86- Young is the number to call. That's 866-86-YOUNG, and ask for the gallery test. Okay? We're taking your phone calls today, and we are live for Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be right back with Kay in just a moment. Stay right there.
I went to the Linwood office, and I must tell you, your staff is so amazing. At Longevity, they talk to you. They make you understand what's going on, and they give you the numbers so you have a starting point. And that's what I love about coming to you guys.
Dance to the music. Get up. Get moving. This is your year, January 2023. My name is Lynette, here with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. I'm surprised you're not dancing all over in the studio. Usually, this one gets you going.
The 22nd of this month.
Yeah. That would be on Sunday.
The Chinese New Year.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Do you know what the new year is?
Oh, the animal. Rabbit. The mouse. And then
it's the water rabbit.
Water rabbit.
Okay. Yes, the water rabbit.
All right.
Yeah, see, they do their 12 animals. You know, you got the rabbit, the pig, and the horse, and the snake, and the monkey. But then each of those are subdivided into four others. You've got you have water, fire, air, and wood.
Okay.
So you've got four of each of those. So
wood. Why wood?
Well, I don't know. Just wood is just the traditional. Okay. Yeah. Bandine, my wife, is a wood rabbit. I am the fire pig.
That's based on the year you were.
I ignite the wood rabbit.
Well, and I'm thinking of Kahlua pig. So was I?
My daughter is a water dragon. So as the dragon, she does fire and air and walks on the earth, and she's the water dragon. So she does
all four elements.
So if you're asked, this year is the year of the water rabbit,
starting the 22nd, any child born this year will be a water rabbit.
So is there any specific significance for the water rabbit? Is there anything special?
Well, again, that is what their philosophy says, yes. And, the rabbit is a household animal. You know, it's a domestic animal.
Okay.
But rabbits tend to be inquisitive and want to to explore. But they are fast. They are jumpy. You know. And the water rabbit has a special affinity for those things connected to water. So this would be the person's personality connected to, again, streams, wells, waters, lakes, And so...
Interesting. And then, so just out of curiosity, and then we'll move into medicine. I was hearing people say, this is the date the Vietnamese New Year and the Chinese. Are they the same thing, Chinese?
They basically are.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's a lunar calendar.
Okay. Same as the Hindu calendar.
It's,
okay.
It's a lunar calendar. Okay.
I'm a dragon.
Yeah.
You're a dragon.
Okay, that's what you were doing. That's why you were quiet for a second.
Is one of my things.
Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
Go figure.
And then you see, parents often in China use, and in much of Asia use, because the parents still have a big influence on who the kids marry.
Okay.
You know, most Asian children would not dream of marrying someone their parents disapprove of. And so the parents look at that to say how compatible they are. You know, because, again, domestic animals tend to be domestic, and so you know, I'm a pig, which is a domestic animal, but I'm the fire pig, which means I tend to ignite things and get them going.
Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that.
I love it.
So Bandine and I, being both domestic animals, go well together, but there is her wood to my fire, you know, which means we are quite compatible. Now, water and fire would be less compatible.
Okay. What is Banding again?
She is the wood rabbit.
Wood rabbit.
And he's the fire pig.
Okay.
Two domestic creatures that get along just fine.
That would just work.
But that one tends to ignite the other to activity.
Okay. There we go. We always learn so much on this show. Leading Edge Medicine.
I love it, yeah.
With Dr. Umat and Dr. Mixon. And we also wanted to let you know that we are taking phone calls today because we are live in the studio. 888-312-5757. That's 888-312-5757. And we have Jeff on the line. So we're going to talk with Jeff. He had a question earlier, and we want to make sure to get him in the show. Hi, Jeff. Good morning.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello. Well, I'm 68. I've put 100 years worth of abuse on this body. And I just got some things going on. Like, they told me I got diverticulosis.
Diverticulosis, yes.
So what kind of, I know I should be looking out for seeds. I gave up my blueberries, my strawberries, all my nuts and all that kind of stuff. And I have noticed that I don't get the stabbing pain anymore. And I'm not burping and coughing in the morning as much. Also, I'm in and out of AFib. And they tried to cure it or stop it here about 4 or 5 months ago. They gave me the electric shock, and I died for about 30 seconds, and so they brought me back.
Do you have anything to tell us about that 30 seconds when you were dead?
Yes.
Well, my tunnel was more like a light of red neon light, and AC/DC playing Highway to Hell, and a sign on the wall that said free beer.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, one of my favorite country songs, right now is prop me up by the jukebox if I die.
Yeah.
So let my tombstone be a neon sign. So yeah, it's a All right. So it sounds like we got a couple of things. Go ahead.
And my grandniece has got me on all kinds of supplements. So I'm taking grapeseed extract, elderberry extract, fish oil, CoQ10, let's see, what else? I'm also on, my medicines are atorvastatin, metoprolol, and, what's the other one? I can't remember now.
Okay.
But, yeah, I've got heart issues. And so I'm just kind of curious what I should watch out for diet-wise. And I always wondered about taking all these supplements and vitamins. Is there stuff that you shouldn't take together, or what's best at night as opposed to day? and just, you know, stuff that doesn't interact well with other
That's
stuff.
Exactly what we do.
That's right. Yes, and the answer to all of that is yes.
Yes.
But, okay, at Longevity, our doctors actually prescribe your supplements. We don't tell you just go out and buy whatever you want to buy. You know, our doctors tell you what we want you to take, and that's, you know, so we prescribe supplements just like we do prescriptions. Let me tell you a little bit about diverticulosis. The bowel is supposed to move things through. You've got this process called peristalsis, bands of muscle that crisscross each other, and that start in your throat. And when you swallow food, it's the peristalsis that moves that food down to the esophagus into the stomach. It then churns and moves in the stomach and mixes with the acids, and then it gets pushed out of the stomach into the bowel. The small bowel takes this liquid and just pumps it on through. And that peristalsis is an active muscular process till it gets down to the colon, to the large bowel. One of the major functions of the large bowel is to reabsorb all that water. Because when the stool gets into the large bowel, it is in a liquid state. And so as those muscles contract and push that food on through, the colon is pulling the water out, and it gets thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker, so that by the time it gets down to the anus, it should be a semi-solid, so that it can come out without pain. You should not be pooping marbles and, you know, bricks, but it shouldn't be liquid either. If it's liquid, you haven't absorbed enough water. If you're marbles and bricks, you've absorbed too much. The longer food stays in your colon, the more water gets absorbed. So if you have a sluggish, slow-moving colon, you tend to be constipated. And if you've got a very active colon, you tend to have a more liquid stool. Okay. Many medications and supplements and lifestyle issues can affect how fast things are going through. Those bands of muscles kind of crisscross each other. One group comes around clockwise, the other bands come around counterclockwise. There are places where the muscles are on top of each other, but there's also places in between the muscles. Primarily in the descending, the left side of the colon, where that stool is getting thick, those muscles have to contract harder and harder and harder to push that stool down further. And the lower it gets, the harder it gets, and the more difficult it is for those muscles to contract and push it out. The weak spots between the muscles will then sometimes balloon out, and they form what we call a diverticulum. It's a little pouch between the bands of muscle where the bowel wall has actually been pushed out by the force of the internal pressure as you're moving that stool down. So almost everybody by 60 has some diverticuli. It's hazard of living, you know, wear and tear on the bowel. Some people have a lot more than others. And people that have had stiff stools or constipation problems or sluggish bowels tend to have the most diverticuli. People with rapid loose stools, and they go, you know, they're pooping 3 and 4 times a day their whole life, they almost never get much in the way of diverticuli because things are still liquid and going on through quickly. All right. Once you have that diverticulum, it's there forever. Okay. It is basically a hernia of the bowel wall where things have pouched out between the muscles, and you've got this little herniated area of bowel. The risk is that if you get things caught in there, and that's why they talk about seeds. Seeds are especially famous for falling into that little diverticulum. And now you've got a foreign matter that's an irritant.
Okay.
And because you have a lot of bacteria in the bowel, that bacteria combined with the foreign body and the inflammation can result in an infection. And you can actually form an abscess. And then if that abscess ruptures, you've actually blown a hole in your bowel, and now you've got stool and bacteria getting dumped into your belly. Now you've suddenly got a surgical emergency.
That's right.
Yes.
A life-threatening surgical emergency.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So when people tell us they're having these pains, this is not a good sign.
Yeah.
This is saying that something is irritating these little hernias in the bowel.
Yeah, so the diverticulosis is becoming diverticulitis.
Right.
Ah, okay, that's when I hear
diverticulosis is when you have diverticuli. Diverticulitis is when one is inflamed or infected.
Mm, right.
Okay. And is this something, doctors, that you can get discovered by having a colonoscopy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, colonoscopies will find it sometimes.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and sometimes the imaging studies, the barium enemas and so on will show them too. So imaging studies, whether it's a scope or an X-ray, the problem is now what do you want to do about it?
Yeah.
Okay. And in my 48 years in medicine, I have seen that pendulum swing back and forth several times. When I was a young doc, they told us, oh, you had to be on a low-residue diet. Mm. You know, no seeds, no fiber, no nothing. Basically, clear liquids and a little bit of stuff like Jell-O that gets absorbed quickly and easily. Well, nobody can live on that.
Oh, like forever.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Because
okay.
The diverticuli don't go away. They're there.
Oh, they're
once
there.
You got them, you got them.
Okay.
Okay. The seeds and so on, avoiding seems to be pretty darn good recommendation. But soluble fiber, fiber that goes into solution and actually stimulates the bowel and absorbs more water into the bowel, is a very, very good thing to do. So either eating foods with a lot of soluble fiber or eating or taking supplements that are soluble fiber supplements are very helpful for that. And they also help lower your cholesterol at the same time. So, yes, avoiding seeds, sure. But I don't like to restrict your diet any more than I have to.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you can keep those stools nice and regular, and if you have to do it with a little milk of magnesia, use a little milk of magnesia. You know, the magnesium salts just stay in the bowel and pull water in. It's a very safe way to soften and liquefy your stool and keep it moving.
Oh, that's a good suggestion.
Yeah. And again, nice. Learning so much on the show. Yeah. Jeff, I hope that is helpful for you. Okay, I think Jeff is gone.
Okay.
We had him up until just a second ago. All right, that music means time for a break, and we will be back with more of your phone calls, and we have room for you. Phone lines are wide open at 888-312-5757, 888-312-5757. We'll be back with Kay in just a moment. Stay right there.
I also want to say how much I appreciate this program. It's just really valuable. I think the people who aren't calling are just sitting there stunned by the information and everything else.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand.
And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning. My name is Lynette Morgan, along with Doctors Jerry Mixon and Dr. You got an S on your Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Yeah. I should have said just Doctors Jerry Mixon and Samira Umat. Yeah. Okay.
All
trying
right.
to be grammatically correct. Yes. He's doubled
that's
now. He's cloned himself. We'll talk more about that next week. He's cloning himself. The rapamycin's really doing a job on him.
I worry about these people, you know, who pick their pronouns as they. How many of you are there?
Yeah, I keep thinking people that are saying this on social media, you're having twins.
Yeah,
that's just the pronoun we picked.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's...
incorrect.
Psychotic with multiple personalities. That's right.
Oh,
is, but
boy.
Whatever.
Well, we only use he and she on the show.
Well,
so
actually,
except
that I told my daughter,
my
10-year-old, that if anyone asks her pronouns,
yes,
it's Your Highness.
That's even
okay,
better.
That's
right?
even better. I like that. And yeah, I picked adverbs, and it's like, you know, describing. And it's like, hey, and you will call me this. So, hey, it's only fair, right?
That's right.
Let's go to Kay on our phone lines, and she is calling in from Burien. Kay, you're on Leading Edge Medicine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My question is on tamoxifen and Letrozole. They're anti-estrogen pills that help prevent reoccurring cancers.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you could give me some information on the good and the bad of the two. And
okay.
And which one might be the better case to take?
You know, the questions I'm getting today, would each be a reasonable subject for an hour or two seminar?
Longer, yeah.
We'll look into that, Dr. Mitchell.
Knocking these out in a few minutes is tough. Okay, let's start. Healthy breast tissue thrives on estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. Young women have lots of testosterone. In fact, they have 2.5 to 3 times more testosterone than estrogen. And young women with robust sex hormone levels get very, very low risk of breast cancer. As your hormone levels are declining, your breast cancer risk is rising. It almost acts as though breast cancer is an estrogen or hormone deficiency disease. As your hormone levels are dropping, the breast tissue starts to basically wither up and fade because it can't be supported by the hormones very well. And that tissue is feeling the lack of the hormones. And so what will happen is in a certain percentage of people that now traumatized breast tissue that is being starved for its hormones will undergo a mutation. And a breast cancer is no longer breast tissue writ large. It is now a mutated tissue. And the mutation that is undergoing allows that tissue, that what used to be your healthy breast, to make its own growth factors. It now produces its own estrogen and its own progesterone and its own growth hormones. And it starts to grow because it's no longer restricted by what your body produces. It makes its own stuff. Okay. Well, that's not good news, obviously. Now you've got a tumor that's growing that is feeding itself because it's generating the stuff it needs to grow. We would like to stop that. The ideal would be to have a medicine that we could give a woman that would just turn off that factory in the breast tissue and still let the rest of her body have the hormones they need. But we don't know how to do that. The only things we've got, things like aromatase inhibitors and what's the one with the T again?
Tamoxifen.
These turn off all of the estrogen production. And so we don't just turn it off in the tumor. We turn it off in your brain and your bones and your gut and your skin and your muscles and your tendons. And so when we turn it off in the whole body, your memory starts going to hell. Your cognition starts going down. Your skin ages 10 years for every year you live. Your bones and muscles start thinning out. You start getting osteoporosis, and the human body is designed to have these hormones, and without them, bad stuff happens. On the other hand, we have to turn it off in the tumor because the tumor is likely to kill you. And so we have a choice. We can turn it off everywhere or nowhere. We don't know how to just turn it off in the tumor. So we do. We shut it down. And the side effects of the therapies are not very nice. And that's why a minority of women will take them as long as they're told to. Most oncologists will say, you're going to need this for 5 years. And if you look at the woman a year later, most of them have quit because the side effects have just made them so miserable. Mm. You know, it's unfortunate, but it's a fact of life. Fascinating studies done back in the 90s, and they're three small studies. They're not very big, and I wish we could get somebody brave enough to run them again. What they did was, in three separate instances, they took women that had breast cancer that was sensitive to the estrogens and stuff. They treated them. They did their surgery. They did their radiation and so on. These women now were apparently cancer-free. They put them on estrogen again. They didn't leave them on something to turn it off. They actually put them back on estrogen to feed their breast tissue like a younger woman would be. their incidence of cancer reoccurrence was 35% lower than the women that didn't get the estrogens.
Okay, interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So it's looking very much like forming breast cancer is primarily an estrogen deficiency disease. And if you can cure the cancer and get the women back on estrogen, you get less cancer reoccurrence. In the Women's Health Initiative study, the one that scared everybody about estrogen, they said, oh, my God, you know, the estrogen progestin raised the risk of breast cancer. Well, turned out it wasn't the estrogen. It was the synthetic progestogen, the Provera, that raised the risk of breast cancer. They went back and looked at that study 10 years later and looked at the women that had only gotten estrogen without the synthetic progestogen. They had 30% less breast cancer than the general population. So estrogen, if you don't yet have a cancer, estrogen actually lowers your risk of getting breast cancer. Okay. But if you've already got a breast cancer, now you've got a mutation there. And now we don't have a choice about turning off your estrogen because we need to turn it off in the tumor. So we accept the side effects of low estrogen just because our technology is deficient. We don't know a way to do it. Now, there is, on the other hand, a few people in this country that are doing some fascinating stuff. For instance, there is a doctor in the Midwest.
Dr. Rebecca Glazer.
Dr. Glazer, who has actually taken testosterone pellets and put them in the breast around the cancer. And the cancer just shrivels up and goes away. Okay. So the breast cancer doesn't tolerate testosterone. It makes its own estrogen. So what she did was she put in pellets that had a mixture of an aromatase inhibitor and testosterone. So the aromatase inhibitor kept her from converting the testosterone into estrogen. And she got just then the pure testosterone effect in the breast. And the cancer, you can just watch the x-rays, it just shriveled up and disappeared. Fascinating.
Wow. Kay, is this good information for you? Is this helping you?
Yes, but I have one more question. If, and in fact, I did have breast cancer, and they did remove it. And I did, they did do a blood test that said that, genetically speaking, I, you know, I'm at 3%. So it's very low.
Yes. Yes.
But did I hear you say then that once you have breast cancer, that it is advisable to do these medications? Is that what I heard you say?
Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen. Yeah. Well, again, an anastrozole or tamoxifen will both block down your estrogen production. And so your risk of getting a cancer will go down, but there will be significant side effects.
Right. Is tamoxifen better than
anastrozole?
Anastrozole?
Yeah.
I probably pick the anastrozole myself just because the dosing is easier to adjust and so on. Anastrozole? The anastrozole.
Which is letrozole?
We're going to keep you on the line for just a moment, Kay. We have to take a break. It's the top of the hour, but we will be right back. Stay right with us.
We'll answer you.
Okay, and we'll give you that answer in just a moment. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Stay right there. We have another hour to go and lots of your questions we can discuss and answer. 888-312-5757. That's 888-312-5757. We'll be right back.